This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom says over 330 fires have broken out across the state in just the past few days. He says the Kincade Fire in Northern California remains the most challenging fire, with nearly 200,000 people ordered to evacuate the area. The 73,000-acre wildfire is now just 15% contained. Last night, a former California governor said of the firefighting efforts,
"And we have one big advantage here in California when it comes to this kind of events, and that is we have the greatest firefighters in the world, bar none."
Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Democrats planning the next steps towards possibly impeaching President Trump, as the House is now to vote Thursday to establish the procedure in the ongoing impeachment inquiry. Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the vote will set the stage for open hearings. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Defense Chief Mark Esper is saying the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Saturday in Syria does not rid the world of terrorism, but does give a warning to terrorists who think that they can hide. President Trump still savoring the al-Baghdadi operation when he spoke in Chicago yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
They've been looking for him for a long time.
Now, the president speaking in Chicago at a police chief's meeting, calling al-Baghdadi a sick and depraved man.
And now he's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
Asked by reporters why he didn't tell Democrats on Capitol Hill about the mission in advance, the president saying, "I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington. He's a corrupt politician. He's a leaker like no one has ever seen."
The Federal Reserve's policymaking arm is going to open a two-day meeting today. When it's over tomorrow, it's expected to announce another cut in interest rates. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addresses the J Street Convention yesterday. That's a pro-Israel organization which hopes to get a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine.
If I was in his shoes, I would have reached out to the president and sat down and talked to him about the problems that are in Chicago, and especially in high-crime areas, yeah. And maybe sat down and came up with a strategy.
A Texas police officer is in critical condition after a shooting during an early morning traffic stop in Denton, north of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The officer rushed to a local hospital where he's facing surgery. A man and woman have been arrested in the nearby town of Carrollton. Doctors say more obese kids should have weight loss surgery. A new policy statement by the American Academy of Pediatrics says lifestyle changes alone don't result in significant or lasting improvements for severely obese children. The authors of a new paper published over the weekend saying that studies over the past decade have shown that weight loss surgery is safe and effective for children and teens. The AAP says the obesity epidemic is putting many kids at risk of living significantly shorter lives than their parents. And after a travel day, the World Series resumes tonight in Houston, as the Astros will host the Washington Nationals in Game 6. Houston leads the best-of-seven series 3-2. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, a brand new day and brand new opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, we're still fighting an attitude of, you know, some of the stinking nation that's out there. And you just say, well, when is enough going to be enough? Well, Alfredo Ortiz, the CEO of Job Creators Network, joins us. Alfredo, how you doing? Did we lose you? Alfredo, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. Okay, we just had to make sure every once in a while in the electronic world, you know, you get a knot in the cord. And sometimes it happens, you know, and you got to unkink the knot, you know, much like the garden hose, you know?
Yeah, trust me, yesterday was all about failed technology for me.
Yeah, I hear you. It happens. I remember one time, was it Woody Allen did this skit about how he was so frustrated because it seemed like things in his house, his toaster, his oven, things were just not working. So he said he put them all in the living room, had a conversation with him, and as he was talking with him, he had a sledgehammer in his hand. Tell him, it's time to behave here. All the electronics in the household.
That's right. That's right. Did he say hello to my little friend?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, whatever it takes. And it's almost like you want to have the same conversation with the fans at the World Series game. I mean, here they are. I mean, look at this has gotten so ridiculous. But, you know, the whole temperament of what's happening in our culture right now is being brought to you by the radical Dems, who have not been happy with 63 million people in the way they voted. I mean, they're basically just saying, you guys are idiots. You know, what are you doing voting this guy in to be president of the United States? And, you know, you messed up the whole program and you're going to pay for it. And we're going to make sure you never do this again. Right.
Right. Right. Yep. Yeah. So true. So
yeah, and so meanwhile, what does the president know to do but to be about his business and continue to work on behalf of the American people? Look at the economy. He's revived the economy in a record-setting period of time, something that the previous administration said would never happen. And the thing that's so frustrating about this, Alfredo, is, you know, when it comes to business, there's nothing like unity. You've got to have people all rowing in the same direction, putting their efforts in the same direction. That's when we get that exponential effect of teammanship that comes into play, and we're able to maximize our effort. But right now, it's like half the country is rowing in one direction, and the other half is just purposely sabotaging the momentum that we could be enjoying right now. And we are enjoying some momentum, but you imagine if we had a little bit of cooperation, could we be looking at GDP of about 4 or 5% possibly?
You know, if we had a couple different things, I mean, you know, the USMCA, for example.
Exactly.
You know, you get that passed. That's about almost a point there by many economic estimates that would add to the GDP. And then if, you know, the Fed had done what they should have done over a year ago, we've been pounding it as well regarding the Fed. you know, these rates have to come down. I mean, you know, look at the European Union, stuff like that. They're a negative interest rate territory, so that's right. what we're competing against. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those two things, frankly, have been in place even at the beginning of the year, and Nancy Pelosi has been doing her job on the USMCA. You know, the economy would even be stronger than it is today. Not that it's not strong already. We're still over a 2% GDP growth.
Right. Exactly, which we were told wouldn't happen. But the other thing, like you say, USMCA, that's low-hanging fruit. That's already signed, sealed, almost delivered, but it just sits there because Nancy Pelosi looks at it as she doesn't want to give a win to the president. Well, this isn't a win to the president. How about the American people? And the American people are taking note, right? Because they're saying, hey, look, you are obstructing our ability to be making more money and being financially more on more solid ground, and you're getting in the way of it. This is purposely being done by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you have to really put this in the bucket of unpatriotic at this point, Bill. I mean, there's no other definition, you know, other than that. You know, wishing the economy into a recession. I've just never seen anything like that. I mean, these are representatives that have taken an oath to protect, you know, defend our country and to promote our country and its well-being. And here they are, you know, literally rooting it into a recession.
It's amazing. Yeah, you just would. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, here we are. We're watching the World Series, and we commented on it. Could you imagine if half the Houston Astros team said, you know, I'm just going to go and strike out. You know, I'm not going to, you know, even give it a shot because we don't want to win, right? How would that be possible?
Yeah, it's just it's unbelievable. And I've actually never seen anything like it in my lifetime. I mean, I'm sure if others out there who are, you know, older than us, Bill, have. But this is just unbelievable to me.
No, well, we were raised in a generation where, you know, we had the Zig Ziglars of the world that, you know, called out the stinking thinking, as he would call it. And, you know, our parents that would thump us in our head, grandmothers that would throw a chancla at us and say, hey, you know, stop, you know, hey, that ain't going to work here, you know. And that's what we need. We need all the grandmas of America to start throwing chanclas at all these knuckleheads so we can sit there and say enough of this stuff, right?
Yeah, and you see all this other stuff that's still going on with Ukraine and this and this. I mean, you know, the American public is just sick and tired of this, Bill. I mean, let's get on with it. We've got so much to do in this country. I mean, we must have everything else solved. I guess the Democrats must think we have everything else solved because, you know, they're doing nothing but spending their time on this particular issue.
Well, clearly, their number one issue is they're not going to be happy until they have a Democrat in the Oval Office. And that's really what it boils down to. I mean, they're pitching a fit because their assigned standard bearer didn't you know, complete the job. Not to mention the fact that I think that they're all kinds of scared because of the exposure. I mean, if Donald Trump was not elected, we would not be dealing. I mean, the fact of the matter is America is dealing with corruption. Big time. Right. It's like, okay, what are we going to do about this corruption? We had an idea about it, but I don't think to the extent that would run right back into the former president's Oval Office saying, you know, was he the grand master and the grand orchestrator of this attempted coup on a duly elected president? I'll tell you, it looks pretty scary right now.
Yeah, Bill, and it's amazing. Right? We're 1 year away, basically, from election, and here we are beginning impeachment hearings. I mean, impeachment inquiries. I mean, my goodness. You know, you don't like the guy? Vote him out next year.
Exactly.
Come on. Right? I mean, seriously, 3 years of this, right? 3 years, basically his entire presidency from day one has just been about this. That's all the Democrats have been about. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine if we had actually been working with the president. The Democrats have been working with the president on this one, right? How successful our economy is. I mean, it is as successful as it is today, despite the Democrats, right? I mean, it's just unbelievable. And all the blocking and tackling that they're doing, you know, rooting again, you know, the recession. They obviously failed on their arc. You know, they couldn't. They failed on Russia. They failed on racism, right? And they failed on recession. I guess they're moving on to a different letter of the alphabet.
Right.
Moving on to Ukraine.
Right.
You know, so we'll see where that goes. But it's just really ridiculous, Bill, and it's a shame. Like I said, look, you don't like the guy, vote him out. It's a year from now. Do your job. run a good election, get a good candidate, vote him out, right? And let the American public decide what kind of America we want. Do we want an America that just is really about more government control and less choice of your life? Or do you want a government that supports, you know, free enterprise and what we're seeing right now, which the Trump economy is all about? Record growth, record unemployment, record, you know, jobs, wage growth is there. I mean, you know, what's not to like? I mean,
exactly.
You got to ask that question, that famous question. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And the absolute answer is
we got to go to break. More from Alfredo
Most
after
of you
this.
Know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Prepare for this upcoming season with Quantum Nutrition Labs Vitamin D3 and K2, Garlic Complex, and Vitamin C. Buy two, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family.
Think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in Flippin'. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, you need not worry. Here comes John Durham and Bill Barr, huh? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Alfredo Ortiz is with us. He is with the Job Creators Network, the president and CEO. And we want to talk about how crucial the Latino vote is going to be in 2020. Alfredo, I got to say, Latinos got to be real happy with President Trump. I mean, all-time low unemployment, home ownership, I mean, average incomes are on the rise. And what needs to be separated here, and I got to tell you, it's quite interesting. Even Latinos who are here illegally, they get it. I mean, they know their game in the system. They're getting away with it. But their only hope upon hope is that, you know, somehow there'll be some amnesty or there might be some, you know, golden ring at their end of the rainbow here right now. But they understand that they're taking advantage of the purposeful lawlessness that has been embraced by these progressives. But President Trump, He made it real clear. It's about the return to the rule of law, and it's being represented, you know, by the wall that's being constructed along our southern border, and it's being represented by, the hardworking ICE members who are fighting the good fight and protecting the interests of legal American citizens in this country.
Yeah, that's right. And when you look at Hispanics, Bill, I mean, you talk about them being happy. I mean, you know, the Hispanics that I'm talking to, frankly, they're really happy with how the economy is going for them. I mean, you mentioned some of the facts right there and some of the home ownership. I mean, overall, as Hispanics continue to flourish, you know, more of them are just going to see Democrats as really a threat to their economic success. And I just believe that President Trump and the Republican Party should make this case for re-election that, frankly, this party has been best, and this president has probably been one of the best presidents for Hispanic Americans here in this country. I mean, again, record home ownership. I mean, Bill, Hispanics were responsible for nearly two-thirds, think about it, two-thirds of net home ownership gains in 2018. That is unbelievable.
Yes.
And you know what? And you know what I love? And the Democrats, and I'm making a bold prediction, and every time I say this, Bill, people kind of, you know, almost lose it and go, there's no way, Alfredo, this can be true. But I'm telling you that when we wake up the day after the election day on Wednesday morning, we're going to see President Trump reelected, and the number one demographic group that put him there is going to be Hispanics. I predict 38 to 40% of the Hispanic vote going to President Trump. And I'll tell you why. If you look at even a recent poll, by this group, it's called Unidos U.S., and it's a left-leaning group. It used to be National Council of La Raza or something like that.
Right.
It's a left-leaning group. They did a recent poll, and the most important issue of Hispanics, ready for this? Is it immigration? Nope. Mm-hmm. Is it border wall? Nope. It's jobs and the economy.
Yes.
That's the number one issue, and President Trump is delivering in spades against this with a Hispanic demographic.
Well, Hispanics don't, you know, why would they want to fuss really, about immigration and border issues? I mean, really, this is something the government has really, you know, they messed up. They left a mess on aisle 1, 3, and 5, and they should be the one to clean it up. And, you know, why should Hispanics get in the middle of that fray? All they're worried about is, I want to take care of my family. I mean, they're hardworking, you know, our culture, that's the very core.
Well, and when you even think about it, Bill, you know, if you look at, for example, Florida, like Joe DeSantis did, Governor DeSantis did very well with Hispanics in Florida, and he took up immigration. People are like, oh my gosh, he's going to just completely lose every single Hispanic vote because of that. And he actually did very, very well. And why is that? Because when you think about what's happening with all the criminal activity that comes through the border, you know, seeps through the border on the south there, you know, whether it's guns, whether it's, you know, drugs, et cetera, human trafficking. I mean, all this, it comes to the south. Well, guess where these guys end up residing? Guess where these folks end up residing?
Right there in Hispanic communities.
In the Hispanic communities.
Of course, right? Birds of a feather. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So they left that regime. They left those terrorists basically down south. So they don't want them coming up and living in their community. So they actually like the fact that President Trump is enforcing the border and is keeping this criminality outside of their communities. And so this is why the Democrats just completely are off on this one. And quite frankly, I couldn't be more excited about it because, again, Wednesday morning when we wake up, we're going to see that Hispanics were one of the primary demographic groups that put President Trump back in office.
I agree wholeheartedly with you, Alfredo, and exactly that's what we've been saying is that, you know, MS-13 gang members, you know, they don't go and hang out in Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco. They're down there in Santa Ana, California. They're down there in the heavily Hispanic communities, and they're tormenting the holy what have you out of them. They're conscripting their daughters into, you know, sex slaves and sex trafficking.
Bill, it's horrible. These MS-13 gangs, you know what they do? They pose as kids, right, as like high school kids in these high schools, and they literally recruit others within the high school.
Yes.
It's unbelievable what they're doing, right? And so these Hispanic communities, they know that, right? And they know which ones are the criminals. So, again, you know, this is an issue that, you know, frankly, the Dems are completely wrong on. And this is why Hispanics support it. And we're excited to see it. And, again, I think Hispanics will understand that voting Democrat this time around, especially with how radically socialized now they're getting on their policies, that they're just a threat. An existential threat, frankly, to their success that they're seeing today. And think about it. These guys believe in the American dream. Mm-hmm. And they're fundamental believers. They're entrepreneurs by heart. They're family people. They're Christian loving people. I mean, right? So again, so much of this is supportive of the Hispanic community and the values of what President Trump is doing. So again, I know people go, Alfredo, how is that possible? How are you making that prediction? Bill, I tell you, I feel really good about this.
I do too. You know, in the groups that I speak to and with consistently, I'm seeing the same thing, Alfredo, that there is such, you know, regardless of what we may see on TV in a World Series game, I mean, let's get down to real America. Let's talk about real family values. And when you take a look at the two parties, and particularly you look at someone like Donald Trump, you know, in terms of what he's promoting, in terms of family values and these core values that are embraced by Latinos, you know, it's like it doesn't even come close. I mean, the Democratic Party wants to keep handing out free lunches, and Hispanics are saying, hey, look, I just want a job. I want to go out and be productive. I want to go provide for my family. And Donald Trump says, hey, look, come on, let's get it done. And in fact, you know, he's rolling up his sleeves, coming alongside of them as well. So he's not just expecting people to do it on their own without any support from the government, whatever the government can do to help out. Whereas we had previously, the previous administration, you know, kept loading on, you know, restrictions and all kinds of, you know, governmental, you know, pressures and restrictions upon their ability to get the job done. I mean, all we have to do is look at California. I mean, what a mess.
Right. Absolutely. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, how they do this is just, you know, I mean, California is just an absolute mess. I mean, I can't even comment anymore on just the craziness of this. I mean,
well, I was born and raised there, Alfredo. And I'll tell you, I'm so glad, but I still have four sons that live there in California. And, you know, and needless to say, I'm praying for them and keeping an eye out on what's going on. But they see, you know, they see what's happening there. And I said, look, you may have to head for the border. I mean, you know, the number one, the number one state in the union for people moving one way out of a state is California. U-Haul says that is their number one state in terms of rental of U-Haul rental carriers out of the state. So that should tell you something.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really funny. I got to say this. So I talked to the governor of Arizona. Mm-hmm. He says he thanks the governor of California because he's the number one promoter of moves out of California to Arizona.
Exactly. Well, Rick Perry, when he was the governor of Texas, he said he spent at least an hour and a half every day talking to businesses in California and saying, why? Why would you stay there? And that was then. And look at how many people moved out of California into Texas. Thank you very much. And so now Arizona and Nevada are the benefactors of these crazy policies that are happening. But, you know, this is the bottom line. And this is, you know, what the Democratic Party has done. And in California, as a one-party state, it is, it's not confusing, is it?
No.
It's pretty clear.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's
exactly.
It's very clear, Bill.
We got to leave it there. The conversation to be continued. Alfredo Ortiz, CEO and president of the Job Creators Network. Thank you, Alfredo.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom says over 330 fires have broken out across the state in just the past few days. He says the Kincade Fire in Northern California remains the most challenging fire, with nearly 200,000 people ordered to evacuate the area. The 73,000-acre wildfire is now just 15% contained. Last night, a former California governor said of the firefighting efforts,
"And we have one big advantage here in California when it comes to those kind of events, and that is we have the greatest firefighters in the world, bar none."
Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Democrats planning the next steps towards possibly impeaching President Trump, as the House is now to vote Thursday to establish the procedure in the ongoing impeachment inquiry. Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the vote will set the stage for open hearings. And this is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now, for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Yes, I am Bill Martinez, and we are live 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we got to keep up the great fight here. Scott Whitlock joins us now. Scott, always good to have you with us. Scott is the associate editor of Newsbusters. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, so what is going on with our country and the media types? You know, the Post and, for example, they don't even know how to call out evil for what it is. I mean, like, who are they trying to protect by trying to turn al-Baghdadi into some austere religious scholar? Like, he deserves some sort of, some sort of professional dignity? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it really is incredible. So it's even worse because the original headline got it right. I don't remember the exact wording, but it was essentially called him a terrorist, and then it was changed to...
he was a terrorist, terrorist in chief, I think is what they said, something like that. Right.
Right. Yeah. And so that's fine. And then the second headline, then they quickly change it to, as you said, austere religious scholar at helm of Islamic State, which is nuts. And then and then they get the blowback, and then they change it back. But I mean, it really says something that they have people at the Washington Post. Supposedly, there's an editorial process there. That's what they always complain about the internet, is there's no editorial process. But they had an editorial process in place, and no one seemed to say, "Hey, that's a crazy way to refer to a, you know, raping, murdering terrorist killer." But but no one seemed to stop that, and so, you know, yeah, the Washington Post changed it, which is good, but the fact that it happened in the first place is just unbelievable.
Well, do you think that even the operation title, which was named in honor of Kayla Mueller, who is who you're referring to in part, this young girl that was abused, you know, at the hands of, we don't know exactly, but it is reportedly, the indication is that she was abused at the hands of Baghdadi, eventually killed. Her parents don't know where her body is, exactly what happened. It's still a mystery. All they know is their daughter is no more. And their daughter is one of thousands of stories in the Naked City that are absolute evil when you consider it. But, you know, here's the operation named to honor Kayla Mueller, and, you know, the newspaper can't figure that out, and they come up with some sort of soft pedal of Baghdadi.
Right, and sadly, it's not just the Washington Post, it's CNN and some of the other networks. A lot of what we saw in the coverage was simply complaining about the way that Donald Trump announced it, essentially saying that he was bragging, and they didn't like the details that he said about Baghdadi, you know, dying like a coward and whimpering and crying. And boy, you know, I really don't remember them getting so upset about Barack Obama essentially bragging about the bin Laden raid, and they did. I mean, they had that. Remember all those? They made T-shirts that said, "Oh, Osama bin Laden is dead and GM is alive."
Right.
And
right.
So, yeah, like these are two very different men, obviously in personality and tone, but they're both being. They're both essentially were being proud of an accomplishment of their administration, and all Americans, even those in the media, should be proud and happy that this threat is no more.
Well, I also think you have to give Donald Trump credit here. He's not a knucklehead. I mean, why would he make that statement to humiliate Baghdadi? I mean, when they had been recruiting people via the internet, championing the cause for, you know, what kind of courage and bravery in the name of their religion that it was all about for them to be, you know, soldiers of terror and soldiers of the caliphate. And he called him out for this to say, you know, what kind of courage did this man have? I mean, he can't even go down himself with dignity. He drags his three daughters with him and blows them up with him. I mean, that really, you know, speaks volumes. But I think it was appropriate. I know people were disturbed at first and wondering, okay, what's Trump's point here? Well, think about it. What is it going to say to these other young kids who are trolling on the internet that are possibly the next recruits for the caliphate?
Right. You're making a great point because, yeah, it's all about essentially their version of masculinity and toughness, and that the Islamic State is going to rule, and we're, you know, our civilization is better than your civilization. You're exactly right. Donald Trump is saying, well, no, it's not, that he went down crying and whimpering, and he took three children with him. And yeah, that is exactly the point to be made. In many ways, I would say, you can say that Donald Trump is being Donald Trump in how he talks, but what he was doing and what he was saying was kind of bragging on America. It was bragging on the superiority of our culture and our civilization versus this death cult. And it's sad that you have people in the media who are so obsessed with their kind of Trump hatred or, you know, just not letting the president have a win on anything, that
exactly.
They can't see past the fact that this guy, this evil man, is dead, and that's a success, and we should all be happy about that.
Well, amazing. By contrast, as you said, when Osama bin Laden was killed, you know, there were chants of USA, USA outside of the White House and cheers all over the nation. Here it is, somebody like Baghdadi, who you could argue in many levels more significant than Osama bin Laden, in terms of, the terror in that he had been wreaking upon, around his neighbors and around the world and the network that he had established. And it's like it came and it went, and it seemed like people were more satisfied to boo the president at the Washington Nationals World Series game.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. That he certainly about Baghdadi was very active, and both are very important. But Bin Laden was a little remote at the time he was killed. But yeah, look, that is the point. Conservatives, when Bin Laden were killed, were happy and thrilled. Mm-hmm. And if you can't let your if you're letting your hatred for Donald Trump interfere with that, that's the real problem. And we saw on CNN, wrote this really nasty piece on their website, like the 41 most shocking things in Donald Trump's speech.
Right.
And again, most of it was just simply made up of, we don't like the fact that he's trumpeting this. Well, the country should be trumpeting this. And I really don't think that this is a good look for the media, because most Americans, regardless of whether or not they like Trump, they see this as a success, and they're going to see this as a success of the president. Because we've said it before in other ways. Presidents get too much credit or too much blame for the economy. Obama was president when Bin Laden was killed, and Trump is president now. And so you have to give him credit.
Exactly. And also, I think in a very interesting time when there are, there's new strategy coming out. The president said, look, we're not going to be in these endless wars anymore. Let's bring our soldiers home. So we move them out of harm's way, but he still maintained, he told the press, he told us, that he was going to keep an eye on ISIS. It wasn't that he was just going to let it go and allow to happen, which happened last time when the United States decided to move out, thinking that ISIS was dead. And then we saw what happened. There was a resurgence. So people were concerned there was going to be a resurgence. But just about the time that they were yelling and complaining about that, now you've got the heavy arm of justice brought to you by the United States on the head of Baghdadi. So what does that say?
Right, and that's a good point. And look, I mean, this is why it's important for conservatives and independents to keep talking about this, because I guarantee you that the liberal media will not want to continue to discuss this success. We've already seen on CNN, they've been saying, well, don't worry, essentially. This is not going to distract or stop from the impeachment process.
Yeah.
The liberal media, and definitely those at CNN, want to keep their eye on the ball, which is impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And
sure.
Big win for the country is not going to dissuade them from shifting away from that topic.
And they're so offended because he didn't trust them with this kind of inside information, as they've been the abusers of information and
right.
The leakers at large, right?
So
thank you,
what
Scott.
Would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans, save it, do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Death Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
You have no idea. It's not easy being me sometimes, I got to tell you. Just to be honest with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. Hope you're having a great day. And it's time for some good news here. Samantha Mao is with us. She's the good news girl. If you go to BillMartinezLive.com, go to Sam's Corner, and you can catch up on all these viral videos in case you've missed them along the way. Or, you know, like sometimes, Sam, do you ever do this? You have those moments where you think, you think a little bit less of yourself, and then somehow you're drawn to your high school annual, and you start reading all those good things about how great you were in high school.
By these
people that mistreated you in your freshman and sophomore year, but suddenly your senior year, you're just so cool, right? You're cool, and I miss you.
I happen to be lucky and have some awesome friends all through high school. And, actually we would write like little letters to each other and fold them up and keep them. And I still have some of those, which is cool to be able to go back and look at too, because you kind of see what you were thinking. I even have one friend that we had a notebook that we would write back and forth and put pictures and stuff. It's been the perfect memory book. It's really cool.
Well, very good. Well, anything that can make your day and add to your day, I say let's do it. Hey, I had to laugh the other day because I was thinking about you, because remember we had that one situation where the guy was in at the ballpark, or what was a football game or something, and he had a sign that says, "Hey, look it, I want a beer," and he did this fundraising and raised all this money, and I think it was a Bud Light deal or something. And
it was Bush.
Okay. Well, anyway, the other night at the World Series game, I don't know if you saw this, but home run hit over the fence, and this guy's holding two Bud Lights, one in each hand. And he kind of, did you see that? And he kind of leaned into the ball. It bounces off his chest, and it didn't look like he spilled. He didn't spill anything. But the guys, the people next to him, said that when he bent over to pick up the ball, he did, you know, spill a couple of drops of his Bud Light out of one of the cans. But when, you know, to capture the ball, there he surrenders his body for the sake of this home run ball. And so it was so funny. But I thought, I said, oh gosh, Bud Light, I mean, with all, because this thing went viral instantly. I mean, it went absolutely bananas, and everybody's watching this thing all over the world. And I'm not thinking, well, is Bud Light going to give him, you know, for all the publicity? I mean, because you're in the World Series game. I don't know what the ads are in a World Series anymore. It's not like a Super Bowl. Super Bowl, you know, it's a couple of million dollars for 30 seconds. But here they are getting all this incredible exposure. I mean, why not? Hey, give him Bud Light for the rest of his life. But I said, you know, but the sad part is that they probably found out, they'd find out down the road that he used the wrong pronoun. So then they'd have to apologize. So they probably figure, well, let's just say we did and call it a day, right?
Yeah, the guy might just be like, you know what, I just kind of want to stay on the spotlight. I'm pretty amazed, though, that he didn't drop that beer immediately with that ball flying at him like that. I'm glad they caught that on camera. It's so awesome.
Well, he figured, you know, he's a multi. See, this is the thing. This is the argument. See, the genders will say that only one gender are great at multitasking. Let me tell you, guys can multitask. They can hold beer and let a ball bounce off their chest and capture a World Series home run baseball. That's multitasking. I want you to know that, okay?
That's like next level multitasking.
I want you to say that's all I'm telling you here, okay? Hey, let's talk about Lucky Day and men. Here's a guy. He wins a $200,000 lottery prize on the way to his last chemo treatment. Are you kidding me? Boy, that is a lucky day.
So talk about like your luck turning around a North Carolina man. His name's Ronnie Foster. He's from Pink Hill, North Carolina, and he was on his way to his last chemotherapy treatment, and he felt like, you know what, I'm just going to stop in. I'm going to get a dollar scratch-off ticket. Well, he gets a dollar scratch-off ticket, and he wins five, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to turn around and buy another one. Mm-hmm. He ends up buying two. The first one has nothing, and the next one, he said, his blood kind of started, like his heartbeat's racing, and he's like seeing all these zeros, and it turns out he won $200,000.
Wow! Wow!
So, I mean, can you imagine? Like,
way to go,
like,
Ronnie! All
best
right.
Day. It's kind of a turnaround of luck. You're ending your, you know, we hope he's cancer free. He's ending his chemotherapy. He said he has really good insurance, but this will help with the little bit of bills extra that he has, and yeah. You know, but he ended up taking around $140,000, $150,000. After, you know, all the taxes are taken out by Uncle Sam.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I mean, still, hey, well, why didn't Uncle Sam take a little bit of his chemo, you know? Give you know, hey, let me share the chemo with you, Uncle Sam here, and we'll do that along with the tax money.
That's right, but it's just such a, you know, it's just such a perfect ending to, you know, I'm sure that he was feeling, like, anytime you get a diagnosis like that where you have to get treated with chemotherapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Unimaginably sad for people who have to deal with that, and it's just great that he's ending it. And I
don't,
win the best.
Don't we love stories? We all love stories. We share in that. That is great. That makes us all feel good. I saw this this next story. This was so incredible. You've got a family. They're crossing the street. They have a child in a stroller, and they're crossing a street. And drivers doing what they do, which is kind of insane, because I learned this in driver's education when I was still in high school, is that when somebody's in the crosswalk, you don't cross in the crosswalk. I mean, you don't proceed forward through the intersection. When somebody, you know, a pedestrian is in that cross, they own that crosswalk. You don't go. But you're seeing cars violating that, and you think, well, what is all that about? And then all of a sudden, in the lower angle of the television set, you see this car screaming through that's going to be a beeline that's just going to wipe this family out, and the, you know, along with the child and the stroller and everything. And by the grace of God, out of nowhere, a car, you know, because the one car that went through and was heading toward the people, that was a red light. He was not supposed to, that person was not supposed to go through the intersection, violates the red light, boom, going through this family. And the other car coming from the other direction, we had a green light, happens, it was just perfect timing, hits the car, knocks them away. If it had not, it would have wiped out that family. Is that incredible?
It would have wiped them out in 1 second. You see them, and the Jeep was just plowing through. This is in Arizona. The Jeep is just plowing through the intersection. It turns out this guy driving the Jeep was drunk, and him and the woman in the car get out to run. And actually, one of the witnesses that saw the accident follows him, and ends the guy that was driving the car ends up stabbing the witness's window, trying to get him to leave him alone, but they do end up arresting him. So this guy was trouble, period. But if the woman driving the car, she was 27 years old, and she had a 3-year-old child in the back, and she was injured, and her child was okay, but it was not life-threatening injuries or anything, and she was just like, I'm thankful I was there at the right place at the right time, and, you know, it's the wrong place, wrong time, but right place, right time.
Exactly.
That's the way she put it. And
well, even for the knucklehead, the drunk driver, he was saved.
Oh my
because
God.
Had he wiped that family, I mean, now he's not looking at DUI. He's looking at murder.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, if that's something, I don't know how you live with something like that, to think that you would take out a whole family. It would have been devastating. So if anybody has a chance to take a look at the video and see how close that was, you realize, how valuable and precious life is.
The hand of God. The hand of God is what saved them. That's the only way that could have happened. But now this person, and you think about all the players and all the stories here. You know, as you say, the people, and I heard the interview of the one gal who was in the car that kind of deflected the Jeep that was that the drunk driver was in. And they were just matter of fact. I mean, you know, almost no bruises or anything like that, just minor scraps, scrapes and that, but it was just kind of a timing, kind of, you know, a lucky deal here. But I mean, incredible story there. And for this, you know, the gentleman that was arrested, you know, for drunk driving, I mean, he could have been facing so much. Hopefully he takes this, and, you know, if anything, they probably need to show him this video for the next, 10 years of his life. Just keep running this over and over again to just see how fortunate he was and what he could have done. And even for the family that got away, you didn't hear from the family. I didn't hear anything from them. But, and maybe they saw the video afterwards and go, oh, my God, we should be dead, you know?
I can't imagine how shocking that whole thing would be. You just kind of see them. They're kind of, it's almost like they see it coming for the very last second and kind of freezes them in place. And then, you know, the accident takes place and they kind of sprint away from the, to get out of the intersection. It's just crazy because at first you're like, why are they walking across an intersection like that? And then you realize, like you said, they did have the right of way. It's just, it's a very crazy video. And
right.
If you ever want to see how quick something can happen,
exactly.
It's a perfect example.
And Arizona's got to stop. They can't go through intersection. When people are in the intersection, you cannot be, you know, going, oh, well, it's a family. I can get in front. I can get through that intersection in front of them. No, that's dangerous. You can't do that either. Let's talk about this 11-year-old North Carolina boy who raises thousands of dollars for a pediatric safe room for a child abuse victims. This is very cool. What's going on?
So this little boy in North Carolina, he's from Roanoke Rapids. His name is Elijah, and he had one of his classmates that had been a victim of child abuse a few years ago. And he said that he knew, after knowing what his friend was experiencing, he didn't know what he could do to help, but he wanted to, he didn't know how he was going to do it, but he knew he was going to help. So he started leading marches in the community to help raise money. And they also ended up setting a GoFundMe to help contribute to this. And what they're going to do is have a safe room at the hospital for children that are victims of abuse. Because isn't that great?
Wow.
So whenever police officers have to interview them or anything, it just gives them as much comfort as possible. And what a genius idea of Elijah. And,
Eleven years old. To have this kind of sense, this is amazing. This is why she's the good news girl. She's just full of good news, and she's featured at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mao, she's here every week by the grace of God, and we're so grateful for her. Sam, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do the letters IRS